You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Big Hall. That's right, we are two dumpster diving, yard sale, and estate sale sniffers, and we bring back everything we found throughout the week, and we let you know what it is and how much we think it might be worth. My name is Butch Gievers, and I am, of course, here with my main man, Kaiser Mendelman.
Hi, Butch. How you doing? I'm excited to show you some of the things I went and got this week.
I'm very excited to see them, Kaiser. It was a big week for me. I hit 13 estate sales and 2 garage sales. It was a pretty high-end week for me.
13 estate sales, a lot of passing on in your area.
You love to see it.
Now, a question I have for you about an estate sale, and many of our listeners might be surprised I'm not as up on these facts, but do estate sales only exist as a sale of something for someone who has passed on?
Not always. Sometimes an estate just has to do with the size of the sale. You know, it could be selling off an entire estate because it's a large house and they're moving or something like that. But you're luckiest when someone has been deceased, and then the bereaved is trying to get rid of all their stuff at a premium, and we swoop right in there.
That's right there. Misfortune is our fortune, as we like to say.
That's right. Now, what item are you most excited about for your haul this weekend?
I'm going to start with this one. It is a Persian rug. Or in the style of a Persian rug.
Beautiful.
But woven into it is the cartoon character Garfield.
Beautiful. And
and it appears Garfield is having a bad day because the dog woven in next to him is very happy, and Garfield doesn't like how happy the dog is.
This is a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
This is a beautiful piece. I could see this going, depending on the right person, this could go really big.
I agree. The weaving work is expert. It appears that it may have been done in the on an actual authentic Persian loom, which is hard to find. And I ended up spending on this one. I talked them down from $25 to $10. And I think I could get maybe $200 for this.
That's an incredible deal for a beautiful rug. I've never seen a rug so finished. You know, it's really clear what's going on there.
You could
really clear what the story is. It looks like a whole comic on its own.
You could really tell what's happening here. And, of course,
which I don't think a lot of people are looking for that in their rugs, but the right buyer, it might be a jackpot.
The right buyer wants the rug to tell a story. And I know that recently Jim Davis, the creator of the cartoon character Garfield and his dog friend here, has become a little more litigious about off-brand resale. So I'll have to sell this on some sort of black market resale website or in person at the flea market, perhaps,
yes,
at my stand. Of course, you can always find my stand at the Pima County Flea Market, the third Sunday of every month, just past the Churro Oil dumpster.
The Pima Flema. We love it. We love that place.
Oh, yeah. That's where we get some of our best items. Now,
one more thing. Excuse me.
Yes,
we always
Bush.
Like to consider, who's the ideal buyer for this piece?
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, when you're in this business, it's sort of a fringe business. And the wrong buyer pays almost nothing. The right buyer pays a pretty penny.
That's right. Because you got to factor in want, need, and means.
That's right.
In what we call our Giver's scale. And so for me on the Giver's scale here, the type of person that would either want or need this is perhaps a wealthy young person in their 30s looking to use the irony of pretending they like this character Garfield in their home.
Yes.
As far
again,
as
it's a, and it's a beautiful piece. I mean, anybody would be lucky to have it adorn their living room, of course. But I do think taste-wise, it is specific.
Yes. I think the other thing you have to consider with need is the size. It is very large, so you do want a living room that it can fit in.
That's right.
So you couldn't really work in a studio or a one-bedroom apartment. You would need this in a high-ceilinged, wide-floored living room. So perhaps
it's a shame it wouldn't fit in a dorm.
Yes, this would be perfect for a dormitory. I agree with you. What do you think, Butch? Is there a type of person you could consider that might want this Persian-style rug weaving of the cartoon character Garfield being upset that his dog friend is having a nice day?
Well, it's a gorgeous rug, so I guess really anybody with taste, but probably you're looking for someone a little weird. You're looking for someone who's got a little bit of flair.
Yes, this the big decision is it someone who is doing too much in their living room or someone who this is the centerpiece of the living room and everything else is very dressed
down? I don't think this is a matching piece. I think this is a statement piece.
This is a statement piece in a kind of modernist living room that you might see where it looks almost like a museum, the, how clean and efficient looking the room is.
My bet is you could trick someone into giving you $300 for that.
Okay, rug. So we're thinking $300 on the Beaver scale.
The Giver scale. The Giver,
Butch
yes.
Givers, I apologize.
Well, yeah, I get it. You threw it all together and it's Beavers.
All
right. Great find. I'm very proud of you.
$300. Thank you very much. This one was very incredible. Now, Butch, I would like to see your piece of the week. And I do know that based on our phone conversations this week, this piece took a little bit of jostling for you. So I'm very excited to hear what it is.
Yes, I actually won this in a bidding war. This is, of course, a crock pot signed by Emeril Lagasse.
Wow.
He is said to have bammed into this crock pot hundreds, if not thousands, of times. And I think it is it's a one of one. It's a one of one.
That's right. Because a crock pot signature, that means you're not using it to cook anymore.
No.
Once the signature is on it, its worth goes down each time you cook with it.
That's right.
So this is for somebody who would use the crock pot more as a decorative piece to show off their Emeril Lagasse love.
Yes, I think for this one, we're looking for Food Network fans.
Yes.
You know, we're looking for fanatics of celebrity chefs, perhaps another chef. I might see if I can get in contact with Bobby Flay, maybe Giada De Laurentiis, see if they're interested. You know, these guys, they're all obsessed with each other.
Well, and the Food Network magazine, they did print your op-ed in 1998. And so you do have your ins at Food Network magazine still, correct?
Of course, of course. I kept that bridge together strong, the opposite of burnt.
Wow. And a bidding war. So I must ask, who were you bidding against? And you, because I would not, for those of our listeners who are a little more casual, you do not want to end up in a bidding war with Butch Givers. The man can, you know, he'll either cost you everything or make you regret not spending enough.
I'll say this. I feel bad. I feel bad about some of the stuff I said to win this thing. You know, it was psychological warfare. It was a very cute mother-daughter who was interested in their first crock pot. I think she was going off to college. And I said, you have no idea what you have here. If you cook in that thing, every meal is going to be cursed.
Cursed.
Cursed, absolutely. I mean, to blow this value would just be, you know, I'd put a hex on him. I can't do hexes, but I faked a hex.
Wow. English or gibberish or
gibberish, 100%. I went full Giver's gibberish, and needless to say, I won the bid. Now, I did pay $50 for this, which is high for a garage sale crock pot.
Sure.
But since it technically values as memorabilia, I think we're going to get that back.
Now, I am just going to very quickly pop on Bing and Google signed Emeril Lagasse memorabilia and see what that's going for these days.
Bing can't even get you to say Bing when you're using it. You said you're going to Google something on Bing. Nice try, Bing. Bing is the official sponsor of our show. Thank you so much, Bing. Nice try.
Nice try, but thank
you. Eventually, you'll get there.
Emeril Lagasse signed dish.
Crockpot with a lid.
Crockpot with a lid. Signed memorabilia. And everybody, we will not cut this out because this is part of the process, is you have to be able to Google stuff on Bing to know, you know, what you're getting in the moment and to be aware of this type of stuff in the world. So memorabilia.expert has an Emeril Lagasse signed baseball going for $90.
Okay.
And Emeril Lagasse does not even play baseball.
Exactly. That's a good sign to me. Baseballs are smaller than crockpots. They are uglier than crockpots.
Yes.
And they are much less showable in the home.
Yes. All of the above are true. You can only use a baseball to have a catch. And so this is a very good sign. On the Giver's scale, I would even say you could get up to $400 for this crock pot.
I think so, too. And, you know, for those of you at home who can't see this crock pot, I just want to say this is a real statement piece. You could probably put this on your entertainment center and get rid of your TV if you wanted to.
Now, that is an interesting premise, which you have suggested for a few items.
Of course, of course. It's a cotton candy machine. I said that could be a TV.
Yes.
No problem. Lots going on there.
At Christmas, your family is pretty unhappy because you get everybody a gift that is meant to replace their television. You, of course, not being a big fan of the television arts.
No, no, no. I make it. I don't watch it. You know what I mean? I don't watch that crap. I make that shit. You know, that's what I've always said. That's what I've always said. So thank you. I really appreciate the support. I think this crock pot is going to go very big. Of course, I will always be taking in-person sales down at my shop, but it will also be up on Giver's.gov, Giver's.gov, where I sell all my goods in case you cannot come to the local area.
Now, we all know that Butch Giver's worked in the government and is now retired and uses his government address to sell product, which the Uncle Sam is none too happy about, but you've got him by the balls on this one.
I got him by a technicality. Yes. Giver's.gov is mine, and it will be in perpetuity. So be careful, government. Don't let anything slip on there, because I'll sell it.
And I just want to also throw this out there. Emeril's Creole Christmas, a book of Emeril Lagasse holding a giant Christmas wreath with some sort of Creole peppers on it, is now signed and going for $16.95.
Okay.
So that worries me about the value.
That worries me a touch. That worries me a touch. I still think we're going north of 90, but maybe
sure
not the 400, 500, you know, that I was hoping for.
Yes.
You never know. You might get one of these Emeril freaks who's coming in, you know. Let's be honest, folks. We're selling to the right freak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're a fanatic, and I say freak lovingly, if you're a fanatic of a certain subject, I'm an absolute freak. I'm a garage freak. I'm a state freak. Mm-hmm. I'm a flea freak. You know, all of it.
Speaking of freak, I think it's time to move on to Death Watch. This is where we pick somebody whose estate we think is going to be very nice, and we check in on their health, wellness, people in their lives, if anybody is trying to assassinate them or anything of that ilk. Of course,
who's on Death Watch this week?
This week's Death Watch is a house that I walk past when I am walking my duck, every day, and it is right alongside the river. And it is a wonderful house. And through the window, I can see multiple of those huge movie posters that you would generally see, you know, at a closing down movie theater.
Those are often specialty.
Yes. We're talking Speed 2 Cruise Control.
So not quite classics, but old and well-known.
And well-known, yes. Movie A Simple Man with that bald guy whose name I can't remember, who is also in... it doesn't matter.
Stuhlberg?
Yes. No, I wish it was my... That's A Serious Man.
Yes.
Which is the claim to fame for A Simple Man is how many people confuse it with A Serious Man. But no, it's the gentleman who is in the movie about having love with the fish that the woman has by Guillermo del Toro. Mm. There's a gentleman that lives under her. It's that guy's movie. There's multiple posters in the house. So this is somebody that lives on the river, and I have been checking their mailbox. I've realized when they come home from work, and there are 3 hours in the day from 3:15 to 6 p.m. where their mail is in the box. And so I'm checking for fat medical bills, letters angrily written by family members, things like that. And this week we do have a unpaid bill from Kaiser Permanente.
Oh my gosh, that is a singing red flag.
It is huge news. It is one of the best things that could possibly happen.
Now, if this is coupled with long grass that has not been cut for 1 or 2 weeks too long, this is a real sign of a fresh estate sale coming via a death.
We do know the signs to look for that are either about... you know, dying and not taking care of your things because of it, or depression due to inability to afford health issues, which means that you will need to start selling off some of your estate, which is very exciting for me.
Very exciting.
I obviously wish them the best, but in my opinion, it is incredibly ostentatious to show off posters that big. And not
in your own house.
In your own house. People can easily see if they put their head up to the window and cup their hands around their eyes to block out the sun. They can see all of the posters. And so at some point, you are asking for people to wish your death so they could go to your estate.
And we would never, ever steal, pilfer.
No.
Or go about things in a nefarious way to get these things.
We will wait.
We will stake it out, and we will pounce after your death.
And we will be the first in line at the estate sale.
Now, my question is, those posters sound really fancy. What else do you think might be in that house? When I think movie posters on the wall, I also think possible baby grand piano.
Oh, wow.
Possible film prop from an actual movie.
My question for you is, if it is a baby grand, can you space-wise afford to have another one in your house? Because they are not selling as much as you thought they would.
No.
And
no.
How many baby grands do you currently have?
Well, I won't balk on the price. I want full retail, even though I got them at a 900% discount. So I have 7 baby grands in my living room, 2 in my bedroom, 1 in my garage, and 1 in my biggest bathroom. The biggest bathroom one's in there for life. We actually had to build the bathroom around the baby grand, and it's not coming out.
But that is what I really love is sometimes a bathroom fan is not enough to cover up the sounds of a bathroom emergency.
Oh, it's pulled right up to the toilet. It's pulled right up to the toilet so you can get a full Tchaikovsky while you're getting rid of your coffee, if you know what I mean.
I do know. I know exactly that. And I'm glad you're learning Tchaikovsky.
So, yeah, I think these pianos are still going to sell eventually. I think there will be a piano shortage. There's going to be the piano shortage of 2024. Uh-huh. I've already called it. You know what I mean? I've shorted the chords. And I really think these things are going to move in 2024.
Well, for your sake and the sake of myself and others when you have company over, I sure hope you're right. And I hope the shortage is much, much sooner.
Me too. I'll take a piano shortage anytime. Well, the watch of the week, we are watching with a keen eye.
Yes.
And sir, if you die, we will buy your stuff.
We will buy your stuff. Which brings us to our mailbag, where you tell us if someone in your life has passed on, and if there's anything that you want in us, you want us to rate how much you think their estate should go for, or items from their estate.
Mm-hmm.
Today's mailbag, let me open up my Bing mail over here, which I have forwarded to Gmail.
That's via Gmail, right? Yeah.
And this is a email from Rhonda in Mississippi. And Rhonda.
Hello, Rhonda.
We will help you, Rhonda. Now, Rhonda says, recently, my lout of a husband passed away in a not a strangling. Rhonda.
Interesting choice of words.
In his sleep. There were many things he owned that I would consider to be utter crap. But there is a photo he had of Mike Ditka shaking hands with former President Donald Trump. Is this photo worth something or nothing? Please advise. Signed, Innocent Rhonda.
Well, I have two thoughts on this.
Yes.
Obviously, the photo is valuable. Obviously, there's people who are going to want to see the photo. But if you make too much noise, you're going to go to prison for murder. So I really think that even though you might be able to squeeze $200-$300 out of this, you don't want to promote it too big.
Yes.
You definitely don't want to send it to a podcast that has a listenership of 200,000, a lot of police. You definitely don't want us to review it. And I would say, Rhonda, I hope that is not a real name, you know?
Yeah, that is some very good advice. Rhonda, if you're hearing us, and you may not, because we may cut this for your own safety so that you can get away with murder. Oh, don't go around emailing about a few $100. That's a very good point. When it is very obvious that you killed your husband.
Also, just maybe never mention it. You confessed in line two. You confessed in line two when you said not a strangling. You can just say he passed in his sleep and it was lovely.
Yes.
Don't even say it was lovely.
Say it was lovely.
Well, just say it was peaceful.
I mean, you may be proving, maybe Rhonda's counterpoint is it's hard to write an email about a death.
It's true. It is hard to get it out there without putting it out there, you know?
All right.
Well, Rhonda, we wish you luck and we hope that that photo has not been sitting in the sun.
Yes.
We all know how the sun can devalue and bleach a photo.
Keep your photos out of the sun for the sake of your future loved ones. When
That's
you
right.
pass, they will want to sell them, and the value will go significantly down if there is sun damage, water damage, coffee damage, mm-hmm. etc.
Now we'd like to move on to our next segment, Justification of Lifestyle. Now listen, this works, okay? This is almost free money. It's not that you're going to make a huge sale every single time, which is what people say. You're not making money. This is a waste of your time. When you get this stuff at such a supreme discount and you find people that want it really bad because of how weird it is, you can really jack up a price. Mm-hmm. You can do a 2-3-time sale,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And it's not just about, for us, the financial gain. Which we do make enough to get by, so that's already we're defending
that. I invest, to be honest. I invest even.
Well, yes.
I don't just get by, I invest.
We invest, that's how much extra money we have from this. But it is about the thrill of the find. I mean, just last weekend, in a trash can, I found a Time magazine from 1977 with...
Wow! Wow, a magazine in a trash can. Go on.
This was a almost mint condition Time magazine with some minor trash can damage, dings and dents, with a review of the Steven Spielberg film Jaws, which now we know is a very famous movie.
But back then, it was a pretty skeptical review. The egg was really on their face.
Yes, it's a review from Richard Ebert. Is that his name?
Yes, little known Richard Ebert.
And the title of the review is, "People will go swimming immediately after seeing this movie." That's how unscary it is.
And now, what was your thought of the review? Because when I read it, I was thinking he doth protest a little too much.
Yes.
It sounded like he was scared of going in the water and didn't want to talk about it.
Yes, the second paragraph where he suggests he's writing the whole review from the ocean doesn't play for me.
Again, feels a bit like a confession, yes. Similar to Rhonda.
Yes, Richard Ebert, another protest too much for sure. Just leave it out. We don't care about if you're scared to go in the water. I would have never thought of it until you mentioned it multiple times.
But this is a valuable piece because it's one of the biggest biffs of a review of all time.
It is. It was going to be Ebert and Ebert go to the movies. And after this biff of a review, Siskel, that slithery, slimy man, I know we're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but Siskel was cutthroat, and we all know that to be true now.
Of course. He's the most cutthroat movie reviewer of all time.
I mean, we all saw Siskel give his own little son's little school film that he made just as a fun little project to review Siddhartha. He panned it.
He panned it. Two thumbs down.
Two thumbs down. He said it was derivative and...
and shit. He called it shit.
Called it shit.
Well, I think that's a great garbage can find.
Thank you.
I hope that Time magazine nets you a big buy, but also it sounds like just the thrill of the find was there.
That's exactly it. And that all the way to circle back to the segment, Defending Lifestyle, I love that I found that in a garbage can. And when people call right. out to me crawling out of the garbage can, they say, "Have you no shame? Have you no dignity?" I say, "I have time. I have plenty of time."
Magazine.
Exactly.
That's right. Lifestyle justified. Well, I guess we only have time for one more segment, but of course, it's our biggest segment of the week. It's the whale of the week, folks.
Yes.
What is that one item that you found that you think is your white whale? Mm. Every week you have one, and every week we see if it is one.
And so, again, this is an item you found that is a white whale, so you found it and bought it.
Yes, you and think it's your white whale, it's going to be your biggest thing. This could change your life, you know?
Well, mine's an obvious one this week. At one of those, what's it called? One thing that we've talked about on this multiple times is Amazon, when you return things to Amazon, they just make big pallets of crap that's been returned. And you can just buy a whole pallet for $250 and you get whatever's in there. It's kind of like that. What's that show where they opened up?
A mystery door. Or
yeah.
Something like that.
What is that dang show? Storage Wars? Is that what it was?
Oh, Storage Wars.
It's like Storage Wars, but with all Amazon products. Mm-hmm. And I got an Amazon pallet with someone had returned a car. And yes, for $250, I now have a 1986 Toyota Corolla with 580,000 miles on it. And I mean,
it's worth something.
It's worth something. Not only that, but some obviously used underwear was returned in the pallet. Which,
now, you know, you say obviously used. What do you mean by that?
Tattered, torn. And, of course,
grease stain in the middle.
Streaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right where you think there's streaks. And so.
Well, that's verified. That's used.
So we have that out to the DNA labs through your government association. And we are crossing our fingers that could have been a celebrity's or a politician's.
I really hope it is.
Underwear. And then that could get us some big bucks. It could be the repeat of the Alan Greenspan hat that we found where we did a DNA check on a NASA hat, but the joke, the NASA was all joke acronym letters that Alan Greenspan
that was a big find.
Worn was a huge find. So that's my...
Well, I really hope that car comes back as extremely valuable. And the underwear might even be able to be sold separately.
Yes, underwear sold separately for sure. I'll sell those separately from the car. And this is an interesting white whale for me because it's also the item that led to my most recent girlfriend breaking up with me.
Oh.
After buying this, I took her out to what she called a cheap dinner. And I said, well, we can't afford a nice dinner right now. Well, we could if we went.
Right now. Just right now.
Just right now.
It's a boom and bust.
We could go Dutch for once, I said to her, and she said, and then she looked at me crazy as if it's not a modern thing to do. And I said, well, I may be saving money, but you spend like it's going out of style.
Wow.
And speaking
of style, did you hear that somewhere? That is a great line.
I may be saving money, but you spend like it's going out of style. I just thought of it in my fury and my embarrassment at the moment.
Wow.
I'm eating, I am enjoying a chicken pot pie at Marie Callender's, thinking I'm having a nice date and getting dragged through the mud. And by the way, Marie Callender's is about the same price as a nice Italian restaurant. I mean, Penne's down the street is the same price.
Yes, Penne's. And Penne's, to me, is overpriced.
Penne's is very overpriced.
Marie Callender's appropriately priced because it's better than Penne's.
Penne's does not give you bread for free before the meal.
Ridiculous.
So that is my white whale, and it's going to have to – I'm going to have to jack up the price because it ruined a relationship. And emotional pricing does go into how I price things. That's why I won't sell this cowboy hat for any less than $950 because it is – the cowboy hat that I couldn't see past when I got into that accident that ended up having my girlfriend break up with me because I crashed her car.
Well, I think you're going to get that money eventually. I think as our star keeps rising, the value of that hat is going to keep going up.
Yes, thank you.
Currently, it's appraised at $1.50. I think it's going to get up to
$900. Thank you. I would love for it to go up $900. 1,000%. What is your white whale, Butch Geevers?
Well, I can't believe I've been able to bury it this long, but my white whale this weekend is, I think, Elvis's wig.
Wow.
That's right. I think this is the toupee that Elvis wore to make his famous hair. We all think that Elvis was bald, and I think that this wig slash toupee really proves it. It's got the perfect coif, and you can tell this thing has been on stage.
So this is a double white whale, because it is, if you are to be believed, the smoking gun.
Yes.
To suggest that Elvis was a bald man. And that
Elvis was bald. That's the story, and I'm sticking to it. And this toupe proves it. When you see this thing, you're going to feel like, wow, that's a hunk of burden love. Wow.
Wow. And what evidence do you have that that was worn by Elvis and maybe not an Elvis impersonator who didn't have any hair?
Well, the woman that I bought it from was not only rumored but proven to be a longtime lover of Elvis.
Wow.
Her name was Darlene Elvis, and she showed me pictures of her and Elvis back in the day, and she told me they were married, had the albeit fake marriage certificate for sure, definitely fake, but I think the toupee was real. I think the toupee is real, and I now have it.
This is huge. Darlene Elvis, if she's willing to go on the record about this marriage to Elvis Presley, maybe if we could find an illegitimate child. Did she have any kids in the picture?
She didn't in the picture, but I'm not sure. I'm definitely going to get on Bing and Google it later to see if Darlene Elvis is any truth to her story. I really believe it's true based on how much I need this money and how much I think the wig smells good. It smells like Elvis, I think, would smell.
Wow.
It's greased up and it's ready to go. Sure, I've put it on a couple times. Sure.
Oh.
Sure, but I don't think that brings the value down. I think that makes me feel the magic.
Yes, and I hope you've been putting it on when you do your karaoke nights.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Unaffiliated with this podcast technically, but enthusiastically still participating in. My karaoke nights are every Thursday at Downtown Karaoke. It's $10 to get in and then $10 per song. It's a fundraiser. I'll be upfront about it. It's a fundraiser for gas money to go look at more estate sales for
yes.
me. So come out and support your local dumpster diver and do some karaoke.
That would be huge. I mean, we have 200 plus thousand listeners to this podcast. If 1% of those listeners came and sang a song, you would make enough money to buy gas to go what to the El Cajon estate fair, which, as we all know, a street at El Cajon had a gas leak, and everyone on the street sadly passed away.
Very sad.
But this whole... So sad.
So sad.
This whole street is filled with houses that you can just dig through their stuff and look through everything. And that we need to go to that estate sale because that...
This is the honeypot. This is the jackpot.
Not only is there going to be a lot of stuff there, but all the big diggers are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And we're talking Meaty Mark. We're talking cheap trolley.
Cheap trolley, man. I've had a couple run-ins with that guy, man. He's tough.
Yes.
You're going to have Slippery Marcus will be there.
Slippery Marcus.
Dainty Diane, who, of course, slips through all the creases and finds all the little jewelries and knickknacks.
Yes. Lizzie VHS, who has every VHS ever sold. Obviously, that's not a correct claim, but it's what she
says. Well, she's hoping that market is going to turn around.
Yes, she sure is. And so I'm hoping to get in there at least before Lizzie VHS and get a few VHSs mm-hmm. that I can then sell to her at a markup, like I did with the VHS for the Chris Kattan film Monkey Bone.
That would be great. Absolutely. I know you made a pretty big penny on that Monkey Bone.
I did, because Monkey Bone was a movie that did not get very wide VHS release. Mm-hmm. And so when my Blockbuster was closing down, I stole a Monkey Bone because I thought, well, they're not going to be around much longer, along with some Twizzlers.
Well, folks, there you have it. I mean, keep on dumpster diving, keep on finding and flipping. The money is out there, and the find is divine.
The find is divine. Butch, it's been a pleasure making money with you again this week, and I will see you at the sales.
See you at the sales.